Hey guys, good morning. It's your girl again, Mirabelle, and I am here with another not exciting because right now I am going through cramps. Yeah, period cramps. So this is a not so exciting episode on today's segment. So happy weekend, by the way. I hope your weekend is going to be more lovely than mine, because mine is going to be filled with period cramps and all of that. And trust me, guys, it is not funny one bit. Now, today's episode is going to be about period rantings, period musings, and all of that. Reason being that my periods are always so wicked. I mean, guys, how is it that you go through period, like in a month, 5 days in a month, you go through period cramps, period issues? I mean, for some of us, we don't have it easy one bit. Yeah, because for some of us, we experience, for example, personally, for this month, before my period came, like 3 days before it came, I was already going through a lot. I mean, my boobs were already hurting, and I was losing appetite for food. I couldn't really eat well, and sometimes when I tried eating, I felt like I was going to throw up. And then I was really fatigued. And what else? I had frequent headaches. And guys, when I just think about it, I feel like, is this necessary? Like, is it really necessary for me to be going through all of this? I mean, why didn't God just create an app that when each month comes and it's time for your period, the app is just gonna send a notification saying, "Yo babe, you're not pregnant," or "Yo babe, you're free, see you next month," or something like that. It would have been really awesome, you know, instead of having to go through all of this just because you did not use one egg that came down. I mean, because I did not use the egg, and because I refused to use the egg, it came down. And after waiting, and I'm like, "No, nigga, I am not getting pregnant. Kule wek." After, like, having that battle with the egg decides to shed itself and just go. And guys, it is making a grand, no, this is not a grand entrance. It is making, how do I call it? It is taking its time and, you know, making it so grand in such a way that it is like, "Hey, I cuckoo warned you, I asked you to get pregnant and you refused. So this is me leaving your body. And I am not going to just live quietly. I'm going to live in a way that will leave you in pain." I mean, seriously, like, are you really being serious here? So, now, the funny thing is that while this egg is waiting to be used, I still don't have peace of mind. I don't have rest. Wait, guys, who else knows anything about ovulation cramps? Guys, I am so sorry to the male listeners right now. I am so sorry that I am ranting on this particular topic that you cannot really relate to. But I promise you, it is something that you need to also get to know about, so that when your girlfriend, your sister, your female friend, your wife, your fiance is telling you about what they go through for period and for ovulation and all of that, you know, the whole menstrual cycle ish. When they are telling you about it, you're going to know that it is actually no joke. Like, no joke at all. So, ladies, who else goes through ovulation cramps? I mean, it is mad. Like, mad. Ovulation cramps has a mind of its own, apparently. And I'm not even going to, like, try to talk about it now because it's just going to take up time. And at the end of the day, I might just deviate from the topic completely. So let's just focus on period. So guys, now, for me, my own period is like a different ball game entirely. Personally, I don't have acne or any breakouts during periods, except for occasional one or two breakouts on my face, and that's all. And it usually clears off after my period. Now, another thing I suffer from is killer cramps, guys. I definitely had to call it killer cramps because, yeah, they're actually killer cramps. These cramps do not even allow me to sleep. I could be sleeping and I'll wake up with them, and I'll be tossing all over until morning. Yeah. Sometimes I force myself to be able to do stuff, like to do my chores and other things I ought to do on a norms. And then other times I cannot can. Yeah, I really cannot can. I am so sorry for my non-Nigerian listeners. These are basically Nigerian Pidgin English vocabularies I am using right now. So I am so sorry I am using them. I do not know how to explain in a way you're going to understand. So just go with the vibes and, you know, flow with it. So now, concerning the, what's it called, period cramps, those ones are always crazy. But then, let's just leave it aside. And then, ladies, who knows about period diarrheas? Oh my god. I mean, period diarrheas are like, they are really a thing. They are really an actual thing. I mean, period diarrheas are also crazy. You are just gonna be in the toilet all day long just because maybe you tried eating something, and that's it. You're going to be purging all day long. Oh, God. And then, moving on, I'm going to be talking about period cravings. Personally, I don't really have mad cravings or crazy cravings like that. I just crave for foods that I don't normally eat on a norms. For example, there was this time, I think January or December, I was craving for jollof fried rice during my period. Now, I am not somebody who requests for fried rice on a norms, so it was crazy. I tried about 3 different fried rice, but I just wasn't getting the taste I wanted. I had a particular taste in my head, and that was what I wanted. But I just wasn't getting it. So yeah, that's about the cravings. And then there is period headaches or period body aches. That's is not so serious sometimes, but we still go through it, yeah. And then we have what's it called, the mood swings. God, I always want to, no, not always, but I sometimes feel like fighting during my period. Not fighting like physical fight, but like to argue. You know, when somebody just says something, it might not even be something that should trigger me or anything. I want to argue with them. I want to set them straight. I want to balance them up immediately. I want to like dissect that topic or that thing they're talking about. I want to tell them, no, this is not how it is. And I always want them to like have the same energy, guys. Talking about energy. Who else does this when your period is about to come? You suddenly feel like cleaning the whole house. I mean, there are months like that. You feel like cleaning the whole house, washing everything in the house, doing everything, and you know, just keeping everything clean. Energy. E for energy. Now, this is like it comes on some months. For me, my period is not like my period symptoms or PMS are not usually uniform from beginning of the year to the end of the year. No, in some months it's God, I just remembered something. Bloating. God, oh my God, you're just gonna look so swollen and puffy, like you're gonna look pregnant basically. And then I hear some people like period boobs. Ew, what's there to like? I mean, something that hurts. Why would you like it just because it looks fuller? How does the fullness help you if you can't even feel comfortable to rock it, right? Personally, I don't get freaked out about it, but I know ladies who get freaked out about it. So, as I was saying, God, I think I forgot what I was saying before I talked about bloating. But apart from that, it's 11 minutes already. Oh my God, guys, I need to round up already. So I'm going to do another episode where I get to talk about what I do during my period to make me feel better. And I hope you stay tuned to listen to that. Now, if you have any period symptoms that is weird or that you want to talk about, please kindly reach out to me on Instagram or Twitter at Dear Mirabelle. And if you are a guy and you have a period symptom, your girlfriend, your wife, your fiance, your sister exhibits, and you want to talk about it, or you want to ask a question about period and period cramps and period issues and whatever, maybe to help you understand that female in your life perfectly or better, kindly reach out to me on Instagram or Twitter at Dear Mirabelle. Now, you guys know I don't like my episodes exceeding 10 minutes, and this is 12 minutes already. So until I come your way again, I still remain Mirabelle of the Diary of a Black Girl. Please share my podcast with your friends. Share it on your WhatsApp status. Share it on your Twitter feeds. Share it on your Instagram stories. I mean, just take the word out there so people can come and listen to my podcast. And stay tuned for the next episode, which is going to be under this particular segment, Period Rants. I'm going to be talking about that, like what you're supposed to do or whatever. So until I come your way again, I remain Mirabelle. Bye. Hey. So it's one of those nights where I am having a crisis again. Okay, I shouldn't really feel bad about this one because I have been crisis free for some weeks now. And, well, I just finished my period some 2 to 3 days ago. And usually that's like a trigger for crisis. Menstrual cycles trigger crisis. And then I think I might have been exposed to cold the last 2 days. And maybe I was a bit stressed yesterday. But either ways, I still kind of feel like I did not do much for me to be having a crisis right now. But then it's fine. It's one of those things. And I guess I'm kind of used to it. So it started around 1 a.m. and I took my first dose of analgesic. Okay, the first drug I took was an analgesic. I'm not going to be spelling out the names of my drugs because I don't want people to probably misuse out there or something, but I took an analgesic at first, And after about an hour, I noticed the pain wasn't subsiding. So I took a narcotic drug, and I'm not going to mention that either, but it's a narcotic drug, or it's also known as an opioid. Yeah. So I took a narcotic or an opioid, and right now, that was like 30 minutes ago. No, I took that at 10 minutes past 3. And right now, this is 36 minutes past 3 a.m. So I am hoping that I'm going to be fine. Somehow it feels like it's subsiding. And I'm also wearing my socks already. And I'm like pretty much covered up right now. So guys, this is like how it goes most of the time. This is how it goes. It doesn't get any easier, and it doesn't just get easier. That's just how it goes. So it's most likely I'm gonna be waking up tomorrow morning and still having a little bit of crisis and having to take my analgesics. But then I think I am going to try my best to do something to help it, like maybe drink hot water and, you know, try to sort out the cold situation I think I'm having. And then one of the things that I am worried about right now is the fact that I started a workout challenge 2 days ago. I don't know if you know about Chloe Ting on YouTube. I am doing her 2 weeks shred challenge. I am not overweight, no, and I'm not fat. I'm not really big. I think people say I'm becoming thick, and apart from that, I just want to keep fit. Yeah, I have been planning for the longest time possible. I think throughout the whole of 2020, one of my goals was I want to keep fit, and then from beginning of this year till this point, my goal has been keeping fit and working out. But since this year began, I made efforts to try and work out. And each time I started I always go for the Chloe Ting's challenge workout. Each time I start the workout, usually at day 2, day 3, I end up with a crisis and I just stop and I don't do it. So I'm recording this because I want to keep track. I wish I could do this over a YouTube channel, but since I don't have a YouTube channel yet, I think this is just fine for me to keep track. Okay, so I am on day 2 of this challenge currently. It's actually supposed to be day 3, but I refuse to count the first day because I was so damn not fit at all. I think I did like maybe, it's 21 workouts total. I think I did like maybe 10 of the workouts, and the rest I was just so out of breath. And please note, her workouts are like, it's a total of 21 workouts, 2 back-to-back workouts, and then you have 10 seconds of rest. Now for me, I don't do 10 seconds of rest. I do 2 minutes of rest. And sometimes I may not be able to do a workout back to back. I might just do one, take 2 minutes rest, then before I continue with the next one. And then sometimes I have the strength to do both at the same time and then take my 2 minutes rest before I proceed. So I don't even do this workout the way Chloe Ting does her workout. I take breaks, like lots of breaks, and I drink a lot of water in between. So I am hoping that despite having a crisis right now, by the time I wake up in the morning, I'm going to feel okay enough to be able to do my workout. I don't mind having to take an analgesic after the workout, but I just want to be able to do it. I really don't want my health to stop me from trying to keep fit or from trying to work out. So in case you don't understand all the terms I've been saying, crisis, medication, trigger, and all of that, I think I have a previous episode right here where I talked about my genotype and the fact that I am a sickle cell patient, and how the crisis goes. Now I want to be more accountable as regarding my health on this channel, on this podcast channel, because when I first started my podcast channel, one of the reasons was to educate people on sickle cell anemia, sickle cell disease, and I haven't really done much of that because I've just, you know, been focusing on other kinds of content. But here I am, I really want to take talking about SCD around here more seriously. I want you guys to be able to relate to what I am going through or what I am talking about. I want you guys to be able to relate when you hear someone has sickle cell disease, because you have listened to my podcast and you've heard me talk about it. You've heard me talk about my experiences. So yeah, so this is, I think I'm feeling better now, guys. Just a little bit better, okay? Oh God, so I'm gonna attach a picture I just took of my feet. I wore socks and then I took a picture of my feet. I'm gonna attach that as a cover photo for this podcast. Now, the reason I'm doing that, the reason I'm wearing a socks right now and I'm not wearing like a long pant or a long trouser is because the weather is kind of hot. I'm feeling hot, guys. But the fact that I'm having a crisis means I have to cover up. I have to cover my feet. That's why I'm putting on the socks and I am not putting on any other thing, like maybe a long pant trouser or something. So this is 10 minutes already. And as you guys know, my podcasts are always 10 minutes long. So until I come your way again, I remain Dear Mirabelle of the Diary of a Black Girl. You can reach out to me on Twitter, on Instagram at Dear Mirabelle. Bye-bye.